Have you been given multiple quotes for an annuity and now you're more confused than ever? We're actually going to work through that process in this week's episode. Hi, everyone. This is Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. Welcome to episode number 79. So let's jump right into this, because every week I get calls from people who have gotten recommendations from other advisors and agents, and they just want to pick my brain to see if it's an appropriate recommendation. And my first question is always, what is the purpose of the money? Meaning, what do you want the annuity to do, and when do you want that to happen? And until that question is asked, and until that question has been discussed and answered with great clarity, no recommendation should be made whatsoever. And so many times when people call me, they're already having multiple recommendations from another agent or advisor, and the person will tell me, this guy told me it was the best one out there. And I want to clarify, there is no, quote, best annuity. There is only a best recommendation of an annuity for your personal situation. So I had a lady call me last week, very nice lady, and she was just totally confused by the time she got a hold of me because she had spoken with several other agents and had gotten several different recommendations. And of course, again, the first question I asked was, what is the purpose of the money? And she told me that she had taken a lump sum out of her pension instead of the guaranteed income because she did not like the fact that there was no death benefit with her pension. Okay, but she still wanted the guaranteed lifetime income and needed that to start within the next 1 to 3 years. Okay, great. No problem. So I asked, what recommendations has she been given already? And one advisor had recommended a variable annuity to her, but by the time she had reached out to me, she had already watched a couple of my videos on variable annuities and read through my information and decided that was not a good fit for her. Another advisor gave her a recommendation for just a straight fixed indexed annuity and told her, okay, you can just withdraw the income that you need and this thing should last you the rest of your life. Okay, a couple problems with that. Number one, we don't know how long the rest of her life is going to be. And they were using some ridiculous hypothetical return of like 11%. Now, could that happen? Absolutely. Would I have her bet her future lifetime income on that happening? Absolutely not. Then she had another advisor recommend the Nationwide New Heights. So I inquired, okay, did the advisor tell you why they recommended that particular annuity? And of course, the answer was, he just told me that's the best one. And my response was, okay, did he explain what he meant by that? And of course, he didn't, because again, there is no, quote, best annuity. There is a best recommendation of an annuity for a personal situation. Let me be very clear, I have nothing against Nationwide or the New Heights. I have sold that product before when they were the highest paying guaranteed income. But at this particular point in time, when she had reached out to me, they were not the best solution for her situation. And I knew that right off the top of my head because I look at these things all day, every day. And I can normally tell you within a pretty small degree of accuracy which companies are paying the most for any given deferral time period for a particular age group. And I knew that the New Heights was not competitive at this time. And I wanted to prove that to her because the New Heights has a lot of features and benefits that make it sound better than other annuities. But if the main purpose was for her to get the highest guaranteed joint lifetime income for her and her husband, then we actually have to figure out which company is going to provide that. So, and this right here is what separates me and other independent agents from people who maybe work for a brokerage or a bank or some other type of captive agency. we actually ran comparisons in real time. So you'll never hear me say, oh, this is the best annuity without proving it somehow. Like I said, we jumped into some third-party software and ran some comparisons. And at the time of this recording, for her and her husband, it wasn't Nationwide that was competitive. It was several other companies that were popping up as the top paying. And then she said, why isn't Nationwide on here? And I said, oh, they are. They're just at the very bottom of this first page because they barely broke the top 50 for companies with a 1-3 deferral time period. And as you can see, with the third-party non-biased software, there's about a $4,000 a year difference between the top paying and what she was recommended by another advisor as, quote, the best annuity out there. Now, $4,000 a year obviously isn't a lifestyle change, but considering she was in her early 60s or is in her early 60s, most likely she's going to have this for 20, 25, 30 years. So even over a 10-year time frame, that's a $40,000 difference in guaranteed income. Over a 20-year period, that's an additional $80,000 of guaranteed income. If she lives to be in her 90s, okay, that's $120,000 more guaranteed income that she would have missed out on if she wouldn't have reached out to me and done this non-biased comparison. Now, like I said, I look at these things all day, every day, and I knew at this particular point in time, at the recording of this podcast, when I talked to her, Nationwide is competitive if you defer it anywhere between 9 to 12 years. But she needs the income in 1-3 years. But I wanted to show her that, okay, it becomes competitive in a different situation, not your personal situation. But now, even down the road, if she could defer it that long, it's still about a $3,000 a year difference. And again, not a lifestyle change, but you go 10, 20, 30 years out, that's a massive amount of money. A small degree of difference over a long period of time gets you to a very different destination. And again, I'm not picking on Nationwide because they are a great company. However, the numbers are the numbers, and they're just not the best for her right now, especially. However, I could log on here tomorrow and they could be popping up as number one. And at that point, that's the company we're going to go with, as long as the client agrees with that. Because another thing I tell all of my clients is that we can use any of these companies here. I am completely indifferent to it. Okay. It's your money. You're the one who've worked your entire life for it. So you're going to make the ultimate decision. My job is to give you an unbiased opinion of what's available in the marketplace and then give you the pros and the cons of each company and each product. But I'm not just going to say one company is better than the other without proving it somehow. And I go through this exact same process with every client who reaches out to me, regardless of the type of annuity. Because if you're looking for just growth and protection with like a fixed index annuity, okay, we have third-party software that's going to show us, hey, if we want a bonus, who's going to give us the biggest bonus? Hey, if we just want the highest crediting strategy with a reliable index like the S&P 500, who's going to give us the highest crediting strategy? Or if we're looking at just a fixed interest rate with like a multi-year guaranteed annuity, those are the ones that work like a bank CD. Okay, who's going to give us the most guaranteed interest for whatever term length we're considering? And that way you have all the information as well to make the best decision for your life, okay? Not me, but you, but now you're going to do it armed with all the information to make a really good decision for you and your family. Okay, and as usual, I'm going to ask the rhetorical question to myself is, Marty, what is your point? Okay, my point is, I want you to get this right the first time. I have people call me every single week that are in an annuity that someone else put them in and it's not doing what they were told it was going to do. Or it was just flat out the wrong type of annuity to begin with. And the reason I see that happen so often is because the person who put them in that annuity did not clarify the purpose of the money, or because they bought into some of the hype that was being sold around a particular annuity at some point in time. So you want to get this right the first time, and this is exactly how we do that here at Atlas. So no hype, no opinion, no sales tricks, just verifiable facts from non-biased third-party software. And if you're brand new to annuities, the best recommendation I can give you is to go watch my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement. If you go to atlasannuity.com and click on the video section, you'll see it pop up in there along with a bunch of other podcasts that are all based on continuing the education process for people who are new to this financial sector. And if you have researched annuities or you've gotten a recommendation or an opinion from someone else and you want to make sure it's a good fit for you, or you're looking just for a customized strategy for your retirement, go to atlasannuity.com. That takes you directly to my calendar page, or click the schedule call button in the top right corner of any page of my website and book a short Zoom call, so you can get your questions answered and we can figure out if the Atlas Annuity strategy is right for you and your personal situation. And if you're liking this information and you find it helpful, do us a favor, subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel, give us a thumbs up, all that good stuff. If you know someone that could benefit from hearing this information, please share it with them. And as always, I want to thank you for joining us in episode number 79 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. My name is Marty Becker, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.